We're going to go to the issue of housing first. Ciara, some rare respite for the government today coming in the form of CSO figures.
Yeah, and I suppose we have seen, you know, they're saying and arguing that completions are up. However, earlier this week, we have seen that Leo Varadkar, for the first time, admitting that the government have not met their social housing target. They've built 6,500 homes last year. That was 9,000 was the target initially. It was quietly reduced to 8,000 in November. So we have actually, you know, admittance there for the first time. That being said, then along with that, the Irish Times reporting today that the Housing Commission actually thinks that by 2025 we should have between 42,000 and up to 62,000 homes in order to meet our target, and that's due to increased population and other factors, when in reality only in the last number of weeks, that it was actually when the Taoiseach came into a press conference with Housing Minister Dara O'Brien and said, yeah, we probably have to look at revising our targets upwards, despite Housing Minister Dara O'Brien for so long refuting to come to that conclusion. So it's still remains to be seen on how exactly the government is going to reach these targets. There's been warnings about inflation, the cost of materials, and it just doesn't seem like Dara O'Brien actually saying today in response to Eoghan O'Brien, Sinn Féin housing spokesperson, that they can't see the homeless figures getting any greater. The latest homeless figures are due out tomorrow, and that we don't have the capacity to build 40,000 homes at the moment.
All right, we'll go to the panel on this. 40,000 homes a year, Dara O'Brien, Malcolm Byrne says he doesn't think the capacity is there to build it. But earlier, Conor O'Connell from the Construction Industry Federation told RTE that the capacity was there to double the current output, which would put it at around 60,000. So who's right, the experts in the Construction Industry Federation or the minister?
So I think the good news is, if we look at the figures, we're talking about over 29,000 homes that were built last year. They're new homes. That is a record level. We haven't seen those sort of numbers since the global financial crisis. And I get Ciara's point that we didn't make the social housing targets, but there's still 6,500 families and individuals who are in social homes now who weren't in it previously. So there are very significant moves. Like, these are record numbers that they haven't been this high in well over a decade. There are capacity challenges. You know, nobody is denying that. I would like us to see, I mean, the big challenge in all the housing issue is supply. We have got to look at doing everything to address that. And that is what's being done, which includes stuff around reform of our planning laws, trying to streamline some of the decisions around Irish Water. Our population is continuing to grow. If our population continues to grow, we're going to need more housing. It is the government's top domestic priority, and we're leaving no stone unturned to deliver on it.
Right. And in terms of addressing that, Dara O'Brien says he doesn't think it's possible, in terms of the current workforce, to deliver 40,000. The Construction Industry Federation thinks it is. So who do you believe?
Well, I would hope, I mean, I'll put it this way, I'm an optimist. I'd like us to see if we could deliver the 40,000.
You'd like it if the minister was wrong.
I'd like it if the minister was wrong. Do you know something? If you know, and I'm quite certain that Dara O'Brien will hold his hands up and say, hey, I didn't think we'd make 40,000, but we did. A lot of people said that we wouldn't make 29,000, including people on this programme last year, and it was achieved. And I think tribute should be paid to a lot of people in the construction industry for what they are doing in order to be able to deliver those homes.
All right, Gary Gannon, of the bills that went on last year, the North Inner City was the second highest in the country at 817 dwellings being built. Yeah. Does that put a warm glow in your heart?
Yeah, problem solved now. I mean, where you can go home? No, it absolutely doesn't. So I'm living in Dublin and living in the country. I see the level of need, record levels of homelessness. The Housing Commission report today that said that we're going to need between 42,000 and 63,000, I believe, homes, is somewhat substantially higher than this Housing for All document that Minister O'Brien holds to like the gospel every time he raises an issue in the Dáil. So, look, there is a reality that seems to escape in this government, who, for example, did left 1 billion in public expenditure in the housing budget unspent last year, despite the record levels of homelessness, despite missing their social housing targets, despite the increasing need that's been placed on their system by 70,000 people coming here from Ukraine, for example, and expected another 70,000 coming this year, and an estimated 60% of those who are likely to stay long term. These documents need to be ripped up. We need a wartime effort, and the government doesn't seem to be meeting that.
Carl Berry.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruits out there that hasn't really been targeted. Like, we saw there's 75 ghost estates still in the country, a lot of derelict buildings. The quickest way to build a house is to renovate it when it actually exists. The Croí Cónaithe is a help. I get a lot of people coming in looking for information on that. That's basically a grant of about between 30 and 50 grand for a private owner to renovate a derelict house. That's excellent for rural Ireland. But there's a lot of public houses owned by the state in the state of dereliction. My own constituency, the Cara Camp, has about 50 publicly owned residence properties just lying idle in a state of disrepair. 30 or 50 grand into each one of those houses make a big difference. So if the state is giving private owners between 30 and 50 grand to renovate a house, surely it can give itself 30 to 50 grand. So that's that low hanging fruit. I think we can focus on that.
Malcolm Byrne.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing, but that is why Croí Cónaithe came around to try to address that.
It's an excellent scheme.
You know, there are problems with some of the derelict properties, because I know and I've experienced in Wexford where some of them, their appeals to Bord Pleanála. To take up Gary's point, and I think, you know, yes, of course, we want to see a lot more houses built, but you made the point, Colm, about, you know, there are over 800 additional social homes built in the inner city in your constituency. That's 800 families and individuals, you know, where you live, who are hosts. Of course, there are a lot more you know, homes that need to be built. Be very clear about it. It was why Fianna Fáil went into government. We wanted to see homes being built. We are achieving record levels of growth. And we have to do whatever we can, and that includes, by the way, reforming the planning.
All right, Gary Gannon.
Yeah, there's this whole idea of taking credit for things you're supposed to do. Like, you're supposed to build social homes. The state stopped building them. We removed ourselves in the market, and we're getting in from a very, very low base. So we're not, 800 homes, very welcome. It hasn't come close to meeting the need yet. We need more homes built and more public land. The Construction Industry Federation today saying you have the capacity for 60,000, and the housing minister saying, no, that's not true. That, do you know what that sounds like to people at home? There's an absence of ambition there for the state. Like, that's what we've been claiming. There is the capacity, sir.
I wonder, Malcolm, why the housing minister had the Housing Commission's report in November, but stood at doorsteps with political reporters and stood by the Housing for All plan and was asked time and time again about increasing targets and stood by the 33,000 target despite knowing that he had the report about the Housing Commission. And now you have the CIF saying today, yeah, we can meet 60,000, and Dara O'Brien is saying we can't. Where is the communication there? That's sending alarm bells to me, to be like,
I find it a little unusual that, because normally there are accusations being made, you know, that Fianna Fáil is always lockstep with the construction industry, and now because there's a divergence of views, there's criticism.
As a party.
In order to be able, we understand what is required in order to be able to build homes. I would love if the targets that are in Housing for All are shattered, if we see far more houses and homes built, because we do need them.
Well, I suppose that's not the question. The question is, if the minister had the figures to hand of what the necessary demand was, why did he stick to a lower target, thinking that should be the target he was expressing?
Well, on the basis of the figures that you know, he would have had at the time in terms of what we set out for Housing for All, that was what was estimated, that by the end of the decade we need to build some of the order of 330,000.
You can't stand clearly, by that, Malcolm, when we knew there were 2016 figures. Data, and for so long he stood by that. And actually, can I say, the Taoiseach himself only a couple of weeks ago stood in the Dáil and said, I actually think the target next year should be 40,000 homes. And then you have the Housing Minister saying that we don't have the capacity to do that.
Well, Ciara, I would love to see it. And, you know, I think everyone here would, because it's about it. At the end of the day, we can argue over figures. But if you're somebody who's listening to this who is, you know, in fear of necessarily losing their rental home, or if they're looking to buy their first home, if they're looking for a social home, what they want to know is that their home is going to be built.
Culberry.
And our ambition has to be that we provide a home for all of our citizens.
One of the possible solutions really is to build smaller homes with fewer bedrooms. Like Malcolm and Gary will back me up here, a lot of people coming into the constituency office, first of all, the family unit is much smaller now, but secondly, relationship breakdown is a major cause. So they had one house, the family separates.
A major cause of homelessness, you mean, is it?
Homelessness, yeah. And the need for more housing. So a one or a two bed apartment or a smaller place would be more suitable. That would be one of the solutions, to build more homes and make them smaller.
Those build-to-lets, which certain parties are opposed to.
But the apartments...
It makes sense for those one and two bedrooms.
But apartments are the very sector, Malcolm Byrne, that are in bother at the moment.
Yeah.
We had another report out today saying about 9,700 apartments outside of the Dublin area are in danger of not being commenced, and also the cost of financing apartment development plus the cost of inputs means that apartments are highest at risk.
And if that means that the state has to take a role in order to ensure that they get off the ground, then that should be the case.
How long have we known
on this?
The role the state should take is to get back involved in building. I mean, that for me is the absolute essence of what the state needs to be doing to do that. We need to have some ambition from a minister who believes that we can meet that capacity.
What do you mean involved, Gary Gans? You mean the money?
The money.
Or do you mean
so
direct
local
employment?
Funding local authorities to build on lands, on their lands. I think that's absolutely essential.
Direct bills.
Direct bills, local authorities being funded to get back into the building game. I think that's the major solution in town that we're overlooking. But I have a bigger problem. For me, I believe that the Department of Housing is absolving itself of the reality and responsibility that's coming with increased population that's increased over the last year, coming from people who've come here in search of sanctuary who are likely not to be coming home. There is an awareness there that that is going to be the reality. And in this Housing for All document, it was released before that, but now that's the reality. That document is obsolete and the department needs to take a responsibility here.
I just want to take a text from a listener, because they make a point that actually was why Conor O'Connell from the CIF, the Construction Industry Federation, said that the capacity was there, and this is the slowdown in commercial construction. A listener pointing out that we don't need another office built for the next 5 years. Planning and construction resources need to realise this ASAP before they waste the opportunity to focus on residential. That's where the building capacity will come from, Malcolm Byrne.
Yeah, no, as I said, I would love to see us in a situation whereby we can get 40, 50,000 units built. I mean, the target.
Okay, what about the 70,000 active planning permissions, according to Kieran O'Donnell, out there?
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, one of the things
that
one of the things that I thought was interesting in terms of a lot of the completions that would have happened last year were, in many cases, for one-off houses, that they were for single-unit houses, because you mentioned yourself in terms of apartments being delays. What we need to look at doing is, and it varies in different parts of the country. This is not a one solution, fits all. We need to look at what are the solutions that are required. What are the housing solutions retired in particular communities? In certain rural towns and villages, there is no point in building large scale apartment blocks because the demand is not there. In certain parts of Dublin, what is required is some of the build to let options, which are being opposed by certain people.
People, Malcolm, you can just say the Social Democrats, if that's what you're looking at, we get the opportunity to defend ourselves.
If you want to oppose Build to Let, I mean, there is a big problem, as you know, so the rental market. A lot of what you're seeing is a lot of the small landlords are fleeing the rental market. We need to get people into the rental market.
So they're not fleeing the rental market. The housing market, as it was at the moment, with the prices as you are, give people who may be in negative equity the opportunity to get themselves out of there. It's not fleeing.
It's not just...
Hang on. Let him make
the
point.
So the Build to Let that you referenced, and many actually did go into my constituencies, they're privately owned, they're overpriced, and they're only that type of accommodation. So you'll have, say for example, in one part of my constituency, over 700 single units of build to let. That's not going to meet the needs of the area as it exists at the moment. It takes one particular type of concentration and places it there. It doesn't free up any housing, for example, as would step down housing do. So give an older person, example, who lives in a bigger house, the opportunity to go into an accommodation like that. That would be a good practical solution. The solution that you're offering is just a really it's not going to solve anything.
All right. What it's doing is it's delivering houses for people who want to rent homes, and we have a real problem in that sector.
The draft planning and development bill, Ciara Phelan, was published today. Just give us a brief brief run through the proposals contained in it. What's the aim of it? It's to
so
crack down on planning objections.
To crack down on that, and simplify and speed up the planning process. Obviously, they've been talking about how it's been an outdated system for so long. We did hear some ructions going back a couple of weeks ago and how the government was looking to see if they could basically put a stop to residents' associations lodging complaints, and essentially that the new laws will involve more, we'll say, communication with communities, and it'll be brought to publish next week by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien.
All right, okay.
Document as well.
Do you support it?
Well, there's 734 pages in the bill, actually. It was just it was actually just published 9 hours ago, so I have a lot of readings to do over the weekend. I'll have to look at it and see.
Okay.
As an independent TD, there's a major responsibility in an independent TD. We're not whipped by the government or the opposition. We have to read the legislation, we have to look at it, weigh up the options, put in an amendment if necessary, and then make a cogent decision based on whether we support it.
When you get through 732 pages, Gary Gannon, how's your speed reading?
Yeah, so it's just up to the 600 before I got in here tonight.
Who does it in the end?
Look, I think there should be a place for residents to engage in the planning process where that is needed. There is a concern that this will remove the capacity for residents' associations, for example, to engage in judicial reviews.
However, from
a very speed reading of this document, it's been said that actually residents' associations would have to become named individuals on their objections being made. I believe that good early consultation with communities, with residents, about the type of developments that are happening in the communities would alleviate that concern. I don't think a one-size-fits-all model that is going to overcomplicate people developing residents' associations, for example, is the solution.
Yeah, right. I think the bill, I think people need to look at, this is the most comprehensive reform of the planning process. There is a recognition that the planning process is holding up much needed development, not just by the way housing, but also other pieces of critical infrastructure. This is not about, you know, stopping legitimate submissions and concerns. But one of the difficulties, as people know now, is that too often stuff gets held up with planning delays. It ends up for 2 years before Bord Pleanáil, it ends up with judicial reviews. This is not about making a decision that everything has to go ahead, but it's about ensuring the speed of decisions, because for anybody who is trying to develop something, you cannot be hanging around waiting for years for a decision from the courts or Bord Pleanáil. So that's what this legislation is going to do. I think, to Gary's point, and I agree, it's not about one size fits all. Part of our challenge is also about empowering local government so that more decisions can be made at a local level around, you know, local community plans in those areas. But at the moment, our planning laws don't serve anybody, and it is delaying the provision of much needed housing.
Right, well,
and if we want to talk about renewable infrastructure, that's going to be absolutely essential.
So will a vacant land tax to go alongside it.
Well, we're going to let our listeners get through 732 pages, and we'll come back to it another time when they have their homework done and they can text in on every sub clause of the legislation. But we'll go to some of their texts here before we go on. That's over 1.6 million houses. There won't be a blade of grass left in the country. This is referring to the targets up to 2030. Please ask your panel, when are we going to start up going with high-rise apartments? This linear development is not sustainable. The government seems to be congratulating itself for exceeding the House Bill target for 2022. This is a target set by the government. Wow. At the last appraisal I attended with my boss, I don't remember setting my own work targets. That's one to remember. And Build to Rent now accounting for 29% of total output. New houses coming to the market down nearly 50% since 2017, says Lorcan Sir, an expert on this matter.